Yeah, I heard about the trouble last night on the radio. Seeing is believing, now tell me, do you like what you see? 'Cause I've been holding on to promises now, yeah, for too many years. It's happening all over the world, yeah, to people like you and me. That should be heaven, but this feels like hell. So hold your head high, 'cause you know I died for better days. Paper last night, people living in fear. It's easy saying nothing, it's easy just to watch things fall. Now I was told that there's a time in your life when you gotta stand proud. So tell me, don't you think it's time we put an end to it all? Things should be heaven, but this feels like hell.
Gunn there with the 2021 Carlton Songs version of Better Days, their first ever hit back in 1989. Gunn back with a new album, Ombres. Great to welcome to BFBS Dante and Jules from Gunn. All right.
Hey, how are you doing, Jim? Thanks for having us.
I'm good, thank you. Welcome to our BFBS Scotland studio at Dreadcorn Barracks.
Cheers, Jim.
I saw Gunn just before Christmas at the legendary Barrowland in Glasgow, and according to the venue, put out a post saying you'd played the venue 17 times, but a bit of dispute on this.
Yeah, we were discussing that a wee bit beforehand. We're not sure. I know that I've maybe done it three more times more than you, Jules, so sorry for that.
Sibling rivalry going on already.
Yeah. We're not 100% sure how many times we've actually played it.
All I know is every time I've played it, it's been amazing.
2024, the 30th anniversary of your third album, Swagger. Any plans to mark it?
Yeah, I think we're kind of talking about maybe coming back out and touring that record, you know, because it was a real popular record, and it kind of...
Well, it was your biggest hit, chart-wise, top five.
Yeah.
It'll mark the 35th year of Taking On The World as well, which is quite a...
Yeah.
You know...
And also on the Swagger album, it featured a lot of Dante on main vocal.
That was my breakthrough moment.
You know, with...
Well, worked up something worthwhile and stuff like that worthwhile. As well.
So yeah, there was a lot of tracks with Dante.
Because it was... I had the worked up demo of... On the 8-track, remember? I was kind of working sure. out on the 8-track. Yeah. And just did it through a drum machine and just, you know, you'd come up and do the heavy, it was just me and Jules at the time, just jamming it, you know.
Word Up, of course, a cover of a Cameo song. Mm-hmm. Is it frustrating that with so many incredible tracks of your own, so many people know you for that song?
It opened a lot of doors. This was a song that was only originally meant to be a B-side, and we'd actually been playing it in the set, and fans used to come up to and go, "Wow, that sounds amazing, that verse in the used to do a Word Up." Yeah, it's something a wee bit different. We love this song, we love the original, but we wanted to make it sound like as if Metallica were recording it. And we went and recorded, after tour, we went and recorded that song within a day. We had it sounding amazing. I remember Yaz, she was in the next studio next door, and she came running in and going, "Oh my God, are you putting this as a single?" And we were like, "No." And then when we played it to the record label, they're like, "This sounds absolutely brilliant. It's got all the accolades, and we won an MTV European Award with it, and everything else that followed it." It was just, no, it was great.
I mean, it was a song that was literally out of this world, because former Army Air Corps officer and the UK's second ever astronaut, Tim Peake, the first to do the spacewalk, right. Yeah, he had it on his playlist when he was getting set for his stint on the International Space Station.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And we were fortunate enough to meet Tim. He was doing some kind of seminar thing through in Edinburgh, and he was chatting away, and then we got to meet him after it.
He said he came to seas, didn't he?
And he came to seas in Southampton or
Southampton,
something.
I think it was way back in the day.
He loved that version, but he loved
the swagger. But what was the story that I saw something, I saw a tweet that he put out, said, "Yeah, the Cameo song, but the gun version's better."
Yeah, something like that.
I know, that was incredible.
Call the word, no matter where you're.
Now, All Fired Up is the first single from the album Ombres. Now, the first time I heard this song, I thought about the Cult, and then
big influence all of us.
Listening to it again, Billy Idol.
A big influence on
it. So it does have that
again.
Real so sort got, of you've got epic feel. There. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's exactly where we went with it. You know, a lot of Billy Idol songs are, or the Cult songs are all kind of written in basic A or D or G chords. This is written in E flat.
It's just my voice, that's fine.
And everybody's saying to me, how the hell can you write a song in A flat? I had the guitar riff, guitar idea of it. We showed it to Dante and kind of had the melody of it and stuff like that. And then we just worked on it. You know, we thought, yeah, this is a rocker. And it has some great wee dynamics in the song. Yeah. When you bring it down in the second verse, you know, it's just like everything that we've done on it just kind of clicked. And I must say, I've probably played one of my best guitar solos in the whole album. But it took me a bit of a while to do it. But
no one for blowing your own trumpet ages.
It's Gun, All Fired Up.
And
From the album Ombres out in April, that's Gun with All Fired Up. Jules and Dante, thank you very much for joining us. Before we let you go, have you got a message for those serving around the forces world?
Yeah, definitely. For all those forces out there, doing an amazing job, just be safe. Be safe.
Thanks, guys, and all the best with the new record.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.